Okay, so we can start. As you may know, currently we are mostly focusing on Intel TXT platforms because this is first implementation on which we are working on, and it provides not only the TXT implementation, but also generic code and structures which will be used for further development for AMD, ARM, etc. So this is the key thing which should be introduced into the kernel itself. As you can see, I think that we are nearing to the point where these patches will be taken into the kernel shortly. In the meantime, there was introduced a quick start guide on the Trenchwood project, because at this point it's quite difficult to, first of all, find platforms which work with Trenchwood. And another problem is that it is quite difficult to configure the software to run this project. So we have a quick start guide which guides you through the process setting up the environment and the software. Also, we are working on various versions of ROS is working, various versions of implementation for TXT. There were three releases in the last few months, version 10, 11, and 12. In general, there were mostly discussions recently happening around SHA-1 and why we are using SHA-1, and maybe we will use a different kind of functions to calculate hashes from the TPM. So it was quite a tough discussion, but I think that during reviewing V11, all questions were solved, and ROS posted V12. And at this point, I think everything will be shortly accepted. But we will see, because there is no reply from the kernel community. We are going to poke some people. Also, the AMD is still under development. In general, we are, of course, we are basing our development on Intel TXT implementation for OEMs. So there are some things which should be hidden in early stages from the kernel. It looks that it is possible, so the kernel will be quite generic and it will be able to work on various ARM, various ARM hardware. So we hope that it is going in quite good direction. But as I said, this is in early stages. We are focusing mostly on x86 at this point. The grub part is also very important thing of this stuff, because the grub prepares all the platform for the secure launch. So it contains all components which are needed to initialize the platform. And all developments were tied to, mostly at this point, to Intel TXT implementation. But unfortunately, as you may know, we have various grub implementation for various distros. Distros, and also we have upstream. So initially, some parts of developments were based on downstream stuff. Some parts were based on upstream. ROS was able to move all this code to the upstream, and also FreeMDEP folks rebased some of this stuff for AMD on the Intel TXT implementation made by ROS. Also, we were able to make some preparatory patches into the grub upstream. They are just providing some, they are making some just cleanups in the code, so it is just preparation, nothing else. There is no functionality. When the Intel TXT land in the kernel, then we almost immediately finish reviewing the patches in the grub and take them into the grub. And also, as I said, 3M Debra-based and AMD SKINIT and posted RSC patches on December 18th. So it is available on the Grub Devel. You can play with it, test it, and send us our reports. So that's it from my side. Let's move on to my stuff.
So
thank
the question you.
Are there any questions? When we are switching? No, so we'll have more questions after.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so as Daniel said, I will cover the part that 3MDEP has been worked on in the last year. So I'm Maciej, engineering manager at 3MDEP. Although most of the technical work has been done by colleagues, mostly Christian, Sergi, and others, they also were kind enough to help me with this presentation. Agenda is pretty simple for today. We will present what we've been working on since during the last year and what are the future plans. So we have two main work streams in 3MDEP, on 3MDEP side. The first area is implementation of the original DRTM path for AMD in contrast to the new one, let's say, which Oracle was most invested in. In this case, we are working on the Linux kernel boot path mostly. And the second one is a practical application of trench boot as CubeCS anti-evil mate application. In this case, we are obviously more focused on the Xen boot path as CubeCS is using this one. So let's start with the first one. So trench boot for legacy AMD, let's say. So we have basically updated the existing code we had to the newest version of specification to use secure launch resource table. We have also integrated our charges with the ones from Oracle, so we can have a single code base which would work on the older and newer AMD CPUs. On top of that, we've been adding some tests to our test suite, which is open source firmware validation. And we've updated or refreshed some of the trench boot documentation with our current development. There were like a huge cleanup there made during the last year, so it should be more user-friendly. What's also worth noting here is that we revised Meta Trench Boot Yocto layer. It can be used for testing and demonstration. So right now we can use it to build a single generic image. It can support at the same time legacy UEFI boot. It can support Linux Xen, so we can select you want to test Linux, you want to test Xen, you want to boot normal, you want to boot with trench boot. It supports Intel AMD, so you can have a single image that you can use for evaluation of a hardware, for instance, if it can work with trench boot. In terms of plans and what's in progress, it's mostly upstreaming. We have finalized the main development in this part. The Linux Intel series has been described by Daniel. We are kind of depending on that in the Linux kernel, as it contains also a common code that AMD changes require. We have successfully submitted a small portion of the grub patches. But the rest also depends on the Linux kernel upstreaming, because we want to have stable Linux first. At least that's the policy in Grub right now. Then we have the second one, which is trench boot as CubeCS anti-evil mate solution. So there are also a couple of improvements there. We have finalized the legacy boot path. We have extended the grub so it can look for all of the DCEs, so the secure kernel loader for AMD and different kind of ACMs for different Intel microarchitectures, so user doesn't need to select the proper one. It's selected automatically, which leads us to more generic image and better user experience. We have some RPM repository that can be used to ship CubeCS packages with trench boot changes. What's in progress? It's advanced, but it's still not released, let's say, the UEFI part with CubeSS. So there's a lot of configuration to test here as well. So Intel, AMD. With AMD, we have two kinds of DRT. Apparently.
It's boring, or something is not clear.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. Oh, we have one question. Go ahead.
You mentioned that there are also ways to, for example, boot up the HPT 630 legacy stuff testing. Yeah, so you mentioned that. So how ready is this for pretty much deployment everywhere on all hardware?
So you're asking about booting legacy in legacy mode? So as we shown in the legacy part, we are more advanced, so we could definitely, maybe it's not plug and play because there are different components, but definitely you could like try this meta trench boot, build an image and boot it on your specific hardware and see if that works. That's a way you can, maybe perhaps the easiest one to try it yourself. You can reach out in us in the matrix and we can guide you if there is any problem with that. But yeah, legacy boot is definitely more advanced, I would say.
So I want to add to this because as I understand correctly, we are saying about BIOS implementation. So 3M defaults are focusing mostly on BIOS implementation of DRTM and Oracle mostly focus on EFI. But in general, the idea is that this DRTM implementation on x86 has to work on both both platforms, EFI and legacy BIOS. This is the approach. So all these things will be glued together and will be will work in the Linux and the GRUB. I hope that this replies your question. Okay, thanks a lot. Any additional questions? Go ahead.
So how can I test for AMD on legacy? What's the easiest to approach? On what platform it's easier to approach?
On what platform? We've used two. I have listed here the KGPE and maybe the other one, HP. HP one is the one we use right now for the recent development. It's like stock firmware, not anything from us, so to speak, but it can be used for Cube specifically because we had also the older ones like the APU PC engines, but it's not Cube's target, but you can still use the meta trench boot on PC engines with the core boot firmware, legacy firmware. But for the something maybe more cubes capable, maybe that one is what we testing, running some tests against right now.
And similar question for UFI: is there any? Is it in a state that I could grab some hardware and try with UFI boot?
I think so. Maybe not. So the question was if the UFI is in the same state as legacy, so we can just grab some patches and test that. The answer is I think so, but maybe not all of that is up to date in this meta trench boot stuff, which points to the specific revisions of each component. So my definitely that would be like a part of this in progress milestone, which will be have like a blog post and a snapshot of what's definitely working. But I'm pretty sure that at this point we could already discuss and help you with testing something out in UFI as well.
And you are talking about booting Xen or Linux?
I think both. Definitely Xen is the one we've been working on lately.
But are you interested in booting the DRTM stuff on Intel platforms or on AMD?
Well, I mean
both.
Both, but
As Magic, I suppose Magic, you were talking about AMD implementation for UEFI, as I understand correctly. DRTM for UEFI platforms on Intel should work because we are using it internally. If you have any problems, drop us a line and we'll help you solve them. Yes, exactly. We don't use Xen, or we use Linux. We don't work with Xen. I know, and you will have more problems with than only the RTM, I suppose. Any other questions?
Oh, some questions on Matrix. So from Thierry.
Okay.
For OptiFlex IP10 7010 platform, it's supposed to work out of the box currently. Is it was it tested? How the state for OptiFlex?
The question was what the state for OptiFlex. Yeah, I think we've tested one of the phases on OptiFlex with CBIOS. So, yeah, it should be possible to replicate that, yes. The question is if we are planning to port graph-related code to KExec. I'm not aware of such plans.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you asking about supporting KExec from the grab?
I think from Linux, I guess. That this will be booted through KExec.
Let's say.
With KExec from Linux instead of grab, I guess.
Ah, okay. Yes. We were discussing this internally in the Oracle, and we have idea with doing this with grab as intermediary state. So it was discussed because there is no code. There are some ideas, but as I said, currently we are focusing mostly on booting directly from the hardware, not switching once again through KExec to.
So you mean to KExec from Linux to
grab? Yes. Because we will be, this is quite crazy idea.
Yes.